Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Hi, I'm Allison Klein, and today we are with Andrew Fanara. Andrew is the team leader for the Energy Star Products Group with the Environmental Protection Agency. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you, Allison?
I'm great. The Energy Star Products Group, can you tell us what that's all about?
Sure. Energy Star is a program of the U.S. EPA, and Energy Star is run jointly between the EPA and the Department of Energy. The Energy Star program is an umbrella program and consists of several key activities. We have programs that focus on building efficiency in commercial and industrial buildings. We have a new Energy Star Homes program, a program to share how to make your existing home more efficient. And we also have an Energy Star Products Group, which is where I work, and the responsibilities of that particular group are to identify the best product opportunities that use electricity and to work with industry to help them design, manufacture, and sell more efficient products with the use of the Energy Star label as a marketing tool.
Now, I'm familiar with Energy Star as it relates to things like household appliances, but obviously we're here to talk about computing. How long has Energy Star been involved in the computing arena?
Well, actually, it goes back to the first specification that we developed for Energy Star back in 1991-92. We were talking with a variety of industries. The computer industry was one of the first to step up and really sort of take an approach which was quite novel, which was to say, gosh, computers like laptops go to sleep when they're not in use. And that would be a smart feature for all computers to have, because when you're not using the product, if it were to go to sleep, particularly over many hours, that would cumulatively save quite a bit of energy. And so manufacturers decided to incorporate that power management feature into desktop computers. The imaging industry came along shortly thereafter and decided to put that into faxes and printers and copiers. And we were off and running with our first very high-profile products for Energy Star.
In terms of the average U.S. household, how much energy is consumed by computing platforms within the home?
The typical American home has many, many different types of products in it. And traditionally, the consumption from American homes in terms of electricity consisted of five major categories of energy use. You had your appliances, your white goods, your HVAC system, your air conditioning, furnaces, boiler, etc. You had lighting, hot water heating. And then you have really a very, very small category that was quite transparent or invisible to the average person, and that was the miscellaneous category. And it's this miscellaneous category that has actually grown quite substantially as we have become more gadget-oriented in our lives. And it has grown to such a point that this miscellaneous category is now larger than lighting, larger than hot water heating. It's grown quite significantly as a piece of the pie. So that miscellaneous category really has two primary product drivers: the television and the computers, which have a constellation of devices, printers or other devices which they may work in conjunction with. And the TV and the computer really are the two largest drivers. Really, individually, they don't consume very much power, but collectively, with all of these additional devices, they are growing quite substantially in terms of their energy consumption. And yet they're quite transparent to the average consumer in the home.
I would assume the listeners of this program would be leaders in terms of pulling energy off the grid with use of their computing platforms at home. I think that they're non-typical in terms of the number of computers and devices that are plugged in inside their homes. And I think that they're probably an indicator of where the rest of society is going.
Really, what's important to remember is that as our lifestyles and usage patterns change with respect to technology, it's very important that Energy Star, in conjunction with the industry, try to encourage design and protocols and user interfaces which allow for the better power management of key products in the home, like computers. The reason this is important and reason there's a big opportunity is because, obviously, the number of computers in the home is growing. The number of hours that computers are in use use are growing. It's not unusual now for people to buy a computer, take it home, and then never shut it off. It will be very important for the industry to make sure that those protocols get baked in some level of control so that the computer can be the central hub for controlling many of these devices, or they can control themselves.
And can you tell us a little bit about the Energy Star ratings that are moving forward this summer with desktops?
It's a little on the premature side to know exactly what the specification will be. However, our current specification has several criteria that a computer must meet in order to be Energy Star. It has to have very low standby power consumption. That is when the product is sleeping and drifts into its low power mode. It has to have an idle mode level of consumption, which is good vis-a-vis the other products in the marketplace. And idle is important because it is really the mode in which computers spend a great deal of their time over the course of a day. And of course, the other key component is that an Energy Star computer must have an efficient power supply, which converts high voltage AC to low voltage DC. If you have those three criteria and you meet all of them, then you can be Energy Star. And in the future, we may pursue that structure for a specification, or we might in fact take a different tact, which is measuring the computer, not unlike how some other products like appliances are measured, look at the total energy consumed and then draw from it what a specification might be. The bottom line is Energy Star is always intended to represent the most efficient products.
How do you deal with the rate of change of computing in terms of trying to plan standards and specifications for Energy Star out many years?
Well, as you can well imagine, that is a significant challenge. And I think that to the best of our ability, we try to roadmap our process several years into the future. As the marketplace changes and transforms itself in terms of more efficient products, sort of pushing out less efficient products, then the specification has to be revamped. The new specification that goes into effect for computers was really a complete and dramatic overhaul of the specification. And it took about 3 years of discussion and debate and analysis with the industry to come up with a structure that really worked, that did not penalize products that had greater capability, just that may in fact use more energy to provide that capability, vis-a-vis products that are lower capability that had very low energy consumption. So as you can imagine, our miles per gallon standard analogy that we like to use scales up for products that have greater capability and allows them to come into the program, because some very high power products are not, frankly, the same as lower end starter products, you might say, that have very, very low power consumption. So we wanted to make sure Energy Star represented the most efficient products through a broad range. And again, that's just the work that we have to do with industry to really set up a structure that works for us and for them. And as long as they know our goals, then when they're designing their products going forward out into the future, they can better take into account where we're going.
The latest thing that I've been seeing in the press is the EPA's focus on the data center. Can you comment a little bit about your work in that area?
Our mandate here at Energy Star is to look at any conceivable product that uses electricity and determine whether or not it is a viable candidate for Energy Star. We have worked with the IT industry for many, many years, for more than a decade now. Some folks in the industry said, you know, you might want to take Energy Star a step further into a more complex set of products that are inside of the data center. It made sense to try to encourage sustainable computing from the desktop to the data center, and to have bookends and everything in between, and to really have that model work for the industry overall. But to do that, we had to figure out whether or not there was a good opportunity for the products inside of the data center. Because of that research that's unfolded for the last couple of years, we've determined that there are some good opportunities, and we're very excited to move forward there.
How much power consumption does a data center represent in terms of a percentage of the aggregate in the U.S. today?
My colleague John Kumi, who is at Lawrence Berkeley National Labs and Stanford University, wrote the first report that came out late last year, and it helped to quantify the amount of energy consumed by IT equipment. So we're looking at anywhere from about 1.5% to about 1.8% of national electricity usage being consumed by data centers. And that may not sound like a big number, but frankly it is. There aren't that many sectors in the U.S. that consume dramatically more than that. There are some, but certainly that number of 1.5 to 1.8 or so percent is large enough to get policymakers' attention, and I think also industry. And I think that has been the reason we have decided to embark upon looking at data centers to figure out where's the cost-effective opportunities for investment to encourage competition in efficiency. And I think that we've uncovered some good opportunities there.
In the data center study, you mentioned that Jonathan Kumi authored the first report. What is the work like between the EPA, the DOE, and the industry in determining the right path for pursuit of a data center specification?
Well, at its base, we have to work very closely with all sorts of stakeholders, whether they be manufacturers of products, component manufacturers, utilities, NGOs, etc. And so in the data center space, it made sense for us to reach out to a number of companies that we already had existing relationships with, Intel being one of them, many of the server and storage manufacturers, many of the companies that make auxiliary power, and they really helped to get us up to speed on understanding the background, understanding the issues, and really trying to dissect where the opportunities might be. And, you know, we've written this report that is going to be coming out to Congress very soon. There's a big, big opportunity to keep the sustainability angle of computing growing in a way which we can all be proud of. And I think that that is a very exciting area that we'll be working on in the future.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for joining us today. This was very educational for me and hopefully for everyone who's listening. We've been talking to Andrew Fanara from the EPA about Energy Star and how Energy Star impacts computing platforms, both from a client and a data center perspective. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Allison.